Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts and keeping the federal tax package. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. The December 31st, 2025 expiration of many of the provisions of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act has added a new task for the 2025 congressional to-do list. Many provisions of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provided important relief for farm and ranch families. While reductions in the corporate income tax rates were made permanent in 2017, individual income taxes began to phase out in 2022, with the biggest tax increases coming with the expiration at the end of 2025. The House has stepped up to bring about their version of retaining the tax cuts when they approve their budget resolution on a 2017 to 2015 vote. This positive move still has a long way to travel as it heads to the U.S. Senate and a bit of different perspectives as well as the details of that body's system for dealing with legislation. In regard to tax provisions of importance to farmers and ranchers, an associate economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, Samantha Ayoub, recently wrote a market intel report that dug deeply into the situation on Section 199A of the U.S. Tax Code. Nearly 98% of U.S. farmers and ranchers operate businesses with pass-through procedures that benefit from the deductions covered under 199A. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.